Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined, as always, by Todd Loya.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, guys?
So, we're here tonight to talk about the latest from Epic Pictures, and that is The Curse of Audrey Earnshaw from writer-director Thomas Robert Lee. And this one follows a devout community suffering from a plague is torn apart by a beautiful young woman and the forces of witchcraft, black magic, and possession. All right, so Kruger, what did you think of The Curse of Audrey Earnshaw?
Real quick, we should mention this is now available on VOD.
Yes, on VOD now.
So I like the concept of this movie, and I thought everything was really well done for, as a witch story. Mm-hmm. So it kind of plays as a cult story a little bit, which is kind of cool. it dug the relationship between the mother and daughter, and how there is kind of an underlying theme of abuse in this story, too. I thought it was shot very well, and the cinematography was really good. The soundtrack, though, was really, really, really good, I thought. Like, that's what stood out the most about this movie, in my opinion. The acting overall was, pretty well done. And I thought there were some solid kill scenes. There's, like, a good throat slit scene in there. And some decent gore involving some animals and shit that were, pretty good. And some body horror stuff I wasn't expecting. Even though it was minor, it was a nice touch. There's a lot of, like, curses and spells we see, like, happen and shit, which was really cool. And the one critique, though, was, like, at the very end, we don't see something I really wanted to see, like, really bad. I wanted to see it so bad, and it would have, like, brought my rating up a lot, and it called for a really sick practical effect. But this is a solid witch/cult movie, and I do recommend it.
How about you, Pugs?
Well, this movie looks pretty good, and the acting is great. For me, though, the story is, like, the weakest part. It takes place, this is not a spoiler because it's right in the opening, North America in the 80s. And that 70s. Really didn't have, whatever. It didn't add to the story, like, at all, except, like, one line. And then Homegirl, it took her 17 years to find her ovaries to, like, stand up for herself. Yeah, it just seemed like they wanted to combine the witch and the village and some of Hereditary. But the ambiguity for me just comes off as them, like, trying too hard. What they were going for, pretty cool idea, but it's a miss for me.
Okay. How about you, Todd?
I'm kind of agree with both you guys. It felt like something like The Witch Light, but I didn't hate it. I don't even know, like, where I'm at with it at this point. I feel like I need to rewatch it. But right now, I mean, as is, I did. It was okay.
I actually thought it was more than okay. I liked it quite a bit. I found lately a lot of my favorite horror movies are either period pieces or films that take place far away from civilization, kind of on the fringes. Obviously, there's going to be comparisons to The Witch with something like this, which is hard. There have been at least a handful of very similar movies since then. But I liked it quite a bit. Again, I think the cast did a fantastic job. This isn't a film that I really expected much in the way of gore, but it does bring a little bit of that. It could have cranked up the tension a little bit more towards the end. But other than that, I honestly love this one. I thought it was great. Audrey Earnshaw, the actress that played her, Jessica Reynolds, she did a pretty good job of being, going from sweet young girl to like really freaking evil over the course of this film. And yeah, I dug it. I don't know. Like I said, lately, just off the beaten path. This takes place in 73. And you know, there are communities like this that do exist. And there was something, I don't know, a lot more interesting about following people like that versus snot-nosed teens with iPhones and in the city. I don't know. There's something more fascinating to me about groups kind of living on the fringes. And yeah,
as Dan prepares to leave society,
that's the hints I'm getting.
It could happen. It could happen. I don't think I'd be in like a religious community. Maybe like Midsummer though. I would like to go there.
I think it'll be more like Tales from the Hood 3.
I don't get it.
With your blow up dolls.
Oh, shut up, Todd. Shut up, Todd. Hey, he was alone for a long time. Okay? Don't be hating on it. You would too.
I don't see this is
you good. Would like, too.
He hasn't panned the camera because you'd see all of his blow up dolls just sitting there watching.
In quarantine, isn't that about like half the male population, probably? Let's be honest. Or they're all
you're speaking to the wrong person, bro.
Well, we have
reach out for us to get our so we can get our signature flesh wound. Fleshlights, and Dan gets the hat and so on and so forth.
It's a wide hat. Well, anyways.
Can the hat just be a butt plug?
Shut up.
Boom.
How about we rate this?
Boom.
We should probably do
How
that.
How many butt plugs out of five?
But yes, I would highly recommend this to fans of The Witch. I'm not going to say that you'll like it as much, but it's definitely in that vein, and I think if you enjoyed that, you will likely enjoy this. And it does get kind of twisted too, more so than you expect. So all right, what say you, Kruger? What do you rate it?
I'm trying. You know, you keep talking about The Witch. It reminds me a lot of Hagazusa too.
Yeah, that's another German.
But Hagazusa is honestly a masterpiece, and this does have a few flaws in there. So I think I'm going to give it a 3.5, and that's being generous. Definitely don't expect it to be as good as, you know, stuff like The Witch or Hagazusa, but you know, it's a decent little period piece.
I absolutely love Hagazusa, but I know some people couldn't deal with the pacing of that. And they might like the pacing more of this, but I agree with you on Hagazusa. That movie doesn't get enough love. What say you, Pugs?
Being that this is Homeboy's second feature, I think he did pretty good. It just missed the mark for me. So I'm gonna be fair, and I'm giving it a 2.5.
Oh, okay. What say you, Todd?
I'm actually with Kruger. I'm a 3.5. I mean, the fact that I want to watch it again, it says something.
Absolutely. I am a 4. I like this one quite a bit. I will definitely be watching it again. So there we go. All right. So I guess we can get into spoiler talk now. So if you do not wish for this one to be spoiled for you, now would be the time to bow out and come back later on once you've watched it. All right. So who has spoiler thoughts on this one?
Well, the one thing I wanted to say is I wanted to see the baby at the end so bad. Like, I wanted to see it be like a It's Alive type of fucking demon. Yeah.
Something changed my entire rating.
Love it. Even to do something just like a little bit, like I would just want wings to sprout, you know, out of the fucking bassinet or whatever the fuck. Something like that could have been cool. I mean, I understand leaving it up to, you know, your interpretation, your imagination, but I don't know. I'm more of a guy that I'd rather see a cool little effect there. Mm-hmm. The one thing I did think that was kind of cool, though, was that scene that she was with the priest and then, like, her and the priest are pretty much kissing and shit, and like get super creepy because everybody's like naked around them. I like that scene, but it kind of, you know what it reminded me of?
Was Saturday at Todd's place.
Well, it reminded me of Lords of Salem when all the chicks are naked and shit. But you got anything, Todd?
No, I do not.
This
isn't a spoiler, but like I do love the fact that everyone else is dressed down, and in order to capture how pretty this 17-year-old girl is, she's the only one wearing some makeup. I like, we're not supposed to know it's makeup, but like, you know, I thought that was a pretty cool move.
I love the scene when the baby is born and they cut away to the house and you just hear "kill it." I thought that was cool. I would have liked the dead alive baby. That would have been fun. They're all like trying to throw corn at it to kill it.
Never seen that movie. Running.
Oh, dude, dude, unrated.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of Peter Jackson stuff.
I feel like we're due to talk about his stuff.
I'm waiting for that 4K to come out if it ever does.
right. Yeah, I think I heard forever ago that he was working on a new Dead Alive.
I know. I have a
Dead Alive
import Blu-ray. I have import for bad taste and import for Dead Alive. Mm-hmm. Still nothing on Meet the Feebles, but still the DVD.
He name dropped it in his Oscar speech, so he certainly isn't ashamed of it.
No, he's supposed to be. He's the one supposed to be putting out the new version that have been talked about for years.
Yeah. It's going to kill you, dude, because I think the Dead Alive Blu-ray now is like ridiculously out of print, but you still have to see it. Yeah. I think you can still get the DVD. I mean, it's out of print, but
it goes for near pro. They're not too far off.
I met Timothy Balmy. I've got a signed poster in the other room. I love that movie.
So I can take off spoilers again now.
Yes. So on that note, guys, be sure to like, share, and subscribe on YouTube. It really helps the channel. Check out fleshwoundfeatures.com and the eBay store. We got some new stuff up. And Pugs, why don't you take us home?
All right. Well, we are on Patreon. So if you would like to get some exclusive and uncensored content, it starts just at $1. It's pretty damn funny. You can see Dan's outtakes and shit like that.
It's not just Dan's outtakes.
It's Dan's outtakes.
See, wait till you see what we had to cut out of a Simpsons episode. Jeez, this guy.
I might forget and say certain things that I should.
That doesn't make it okay. So, but you can also like us, follow us on all the social media bullshits. We're available on every platform across the internet. So, everyone say goodnight.
Stay sick.
Good night.
Good night.
Namaste. Happy Halloween season, everybody.
Yes. Adios.